Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood, banged more quiff, busted more... all you numbnuts put together.
Tonight, if you will sleep with your rifle, you will give your rifle a girl's name. Because this is the only pussy you people are going to get.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. We are the masters of our enemy. We are the saviors of my life. So be it, until there is no enemy, but peace. Amen.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war for bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex doesn't care about us. They want patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers for the bankers and elites to turn over more profit. Put down your phones and turn off the television, and let's take our fucking country back. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers podcast.
What's up, ladies and germs, and welcome to the Conspiracy Soldiers podcast. I'm recording this it's about 11 o'clock, June 28, 2023. I'm doing this one by myself, no horsemen. He's probably not awake yet. I think he's nocturnal. We do our main show usually on Sundays, but he doesn't want to do anything before noon because he has a hard time functioning before that. I don't know what time he gets up, shit. But this is going to be a short one. I can't just sit here and talk to myself all day like Bill Burr. I listen to his podcast. He's pretty funny. What's up, Bill, you ginger cunt? But I got a couple of, it was brought to my attention last episode. I said the moon landing was in 63 as opposed to 69. I think I got JFK on the brain because we've been talking about RFK Jr. a lot and stuff like that. So that's my excuse anyway. Fuck it. And also they told me that people are getting like double episodes, and I figured that out. It was because when I did this before with my other co-host, I was on Podbean. Now I'm on Podbean and RSS both, so I'm going to delete Podbean. So there's going to be doubles for the first two, but after that it'll be cool. Yeah, it's hard for me to just sit here and talk to myself, but I wanted to fucking try this out. I'm trying out some, like if I play YouTube, I want to know if you guys can hear it, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I never said I was a pro at this shit. Also, I got a new intro that I wanted to hear what that sounded like. I got this, I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm guessing we got some preppers out there, right? I mean, I do it. I think most people that think like us probably do it. You know, anything that you ain't got to rely on the government, what better off you are. So, you know, we got me and my wife, we got a pretty good sized garden. She's the one with the green thumb. I'm getting better at it the more I do it with her. I got some big ass sunflowers, and I got tomatoes. And she takes care of everything else because I can't tell a fucking vegetable from a weed until they get so big. So I used to fucking pull, she'd have me weeding and I'd pull shit that was a fucking vegetable and then I'd get in trouble. Yeah, man, gardening, you know, self-defense, obviously, weapons, go bags, stuff like that. And I was looking at the news here. I'm going to try out this YouTube thing with you guys here in a minute. But the first thing I was looking at was Woody Harrelson. They were talking about how he went off on his anti-vax rant on Saturday Night Live. That's been a couple months ago, though. But then I seen he was a part of the article that said something about him being a vegan, which kind of surprised me. I don't want no part of that. I love meat. I do intermittent fasting, though, which some people might sound a little gay. But in my opinion, it's kind of in our DNA, because think about back in the day, like, I don't know, caveman days, or however far you want to look back. I'm just saying, when men used to go out and hunt for their families, that shit could take all day, and they're not going to fucking eat until their wife and kids are get their fill. So the way I look at it, you shouldn't be eating all day. I think the government pushed that shit on us because that was their way of boosting the economy. I eat probably from 4:30 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. And then I go to sleep, and I go to work, and I work all day, and I don't eat shit. Then I get home at 4:30. When I get home from work around 4:30, and I'll eat, drink, whatever the fuck I want. Usually drinking beer and eating, and works out pretty good for me. I ain't dead yet. And then I seen another article. They were talking about Florida and Texas are having malaria outbreaks, which I read some shit that's connected to Bill Gates. He's got some labs and shit fucking trying to create mosquitoes, which is the stupidest shit I've ever heard of. I mean, why the fuck would you do that? This motherfucker's come up in every single episode so far. I can't stand that little fucking nerd. I'd like to shove him in a locker. But as far as malaria goes, I don't know if they even have a fucking vaccine for that. I remember when I was deployed, we used to have to take malaria pills like every week or some shit like that. When I was, because we got vaccinated for everything else. I've got more vaccines than the average Joe. I mean, when we get deployed, we get fucking vaccinated for all kinds of crazy shit. I remember this one called Gamma Globin. They would keep it in the fridge, and it would be super cold. And so, like, when they injected it into your ass, you could feel it going in. So we'd be standing in line, like, rubbing that shit between our hands, trying to warm it up and shit so it could go in a little smoother. So that was in Somalia when we got all those. And then that was pretty cool because we took over the University of Mogadishu and made it like a United Nations base camp. We had all kinds of people in there, Pakistanis, Bangladesh, Sweden, of course all the army units, marine units. I don't remember if there was a Navy or Air Force, but probably maybe some small units. I don't know. That was back in 93. But I wanted to, another reason I wanted to do this, because I want to try out my new intro. I use this app called 11 Labs. It's, I'm going to let you guys listen to it in a minute. It's a little artificial intelligence app, and it can read, like, you can copy text to it, and it'll read the whole fucking story for you. I don't mind all this noise I'm making here. I'm trying to bring it up. But it's cool because it's got different, you can put different accents on it. It could be a man or a woman, all different options on there, and it's free too. So It's taking a long time to fucking come up. I hate computers. I told you, I'm not an expert at any of this shit. All right, here it is. I just picked a random fucking story I was looking at. It's not that interesting, but I just want to show you this app. This computer's old as fuck and it's slower than shit. It says it's generating. Come on.
Moments before the deadly assault at about 8 p.m., Islam addressed the crowd of workers and fellow activists, appealing to them to remain calm, and said they would be taking their complaint to the Department of Factory Inspection and Establishment the next day. "We calmed the workers down and headed to the exit," Sharif said. "As soon as we came out of the gate, a group of assailants grabbed Islam and separated him from us. They started cursing and randomly beating us, particularly Islam. Some of them were kicking him mercilessly," he added. Sharif said by the time he and others were able to free him from the attackers, Islam was seriously injured and became unconscious. He was taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead, according to Sharif. According to the U.S.-based workers' rights organization, Solidarity Center, which condemned the murder, Islam was a trade union organizer for 25 years and was president of the BGIWF's Ghazipur District Committee. Over his career, he assisted thousands of workers to receive arrears and severance pay wrongfully denied by their employers.
All right, that was it. So they beat the fuck out of... They beat a fucking union worker to death. Wow. Anyway, like I said, that story wasn't a big conspiracy issue. I just happened to be reading it, and then I was trying to figure out how to use that thing. Okay, yeah. And then I was reading this other story. The UN has declared Russia to be killing innocent civilians. Killing innocent civilians and committing war crimes under the Geneva Convention. Geneva Convention. That's Geneva, Switzerland. If you guys listened last week, fucking Switzerland... United Nations and Switzerland is a big problem. Always starting shit. Trying to take people's freedom away. Okay. Imagine being so cocky that you can make rules what people are allowed to do in war. Somebody's trying to kill me. They have no rights and there ain't no rules. It's the way I look at it. I'm trying to read these stories here. I gotta wear fucking... I need my glasses, but I ain't... They're not down here. Anybody remember Sanford and Son? How I had a fucking drawer full of glasses? That's what I need. I need like a pair of reading glasses in every room. I ain't got a prescription. I don't like wear glasses, but... Looking at my fucking phone or a computer, I can't see... That shit is smaller than it used to be to me, or my eyes are going bad. Okay, so I'm looking here. Brittany Griner, triumphant return to the WNBA. Wow. She got lucky. He or she, whatever the hell that big Amazon is. Probably about a year. You guys remember the Warmer kid? He got taken into custody by the North Koreans. This is probably like 10 years ago now. Or no, maybe it wasn't 10 years ago because I remember Trump got him out maybe 5 years ago. So he was obsessed with communism. So the kid takes a trip to North Korea. And on his way out, he decided to try and steal a poster for, you know, like memorabilia or whatever to remember going there. And they caught his ass. Fucking tortured his ass. So he was supposedly locked up in prison. Trump negotiated to get him out. He comes back on a plane. He can't even get off the fucking aircraft. He was a vegetable. So his parents went to go see him before he died because he was in the middle of dying. He's deaf. He's blind. He was fine before, okay? So he's deaf, blind. They got him shaved bald. And they said it looked like they were trying to pull his teeth out with pliers. He was just screaming, screeching incoherently. Couldn't see, couldn't hear. And then shortly after that, he died. Yeah, so I don't think I'll be going on vacation in North Korea. Anyway, I think that 11 Labs app is pretty cool. I know a lot of people in this community, they're kind of against AI and all that shit, but fucker talks better than I do. That reminds me, I was telling somebody, like, you know, when you hear yourself talk, it sounds different, but then when you hear a recording, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was listening to a couple of, you know, I was reviewing some of these episodes, and I'm like, damn, man. I knew I was a little punchy, but I make Rocky Balboa sound intelligent. That's pretty bad. But, I mean, it helps reading the shit. And when you play tapes play recordings of clips, I think the reporters try to sound like fucking bots anyway, right? What else we got here? Oh, Fox News sends cease and desist to Tucker Carlson. They're scared shitless. He's probably got more fucking listeners than they do now. Fucking dumbasses. Speaking of cease and desist. Alright, so the first episode I put out, I had I had Tina Turner Thunderdome song on there. And then I was listening to, I don't know if it was the White Rabbit podcast. What's up, Catalyst? That's another good podcast, the White Rabbit podcast. But he was talking about how he got yanked off of Spotify for some type of music infringement shit. So I was asking this dude at work, you know, I'm like, hey, because I know he runs one of them magazines where he posts all the people in our city that got arrested and then fucking like sells them at gas stations and shit. So I figured he knew about that. So I'm asking him, I'm like, man, I'm playing music on my podcast and I just heard Catalyst talking about getting yanked for that. So should I take it off or what? According to him, he said they have to send you a cease and desist before they take any further action. If that's true, I fucking keep doing it. But if anybody out there knows anything about that, let me know. I just don't want to get sued or get my shit taken down. I like doing this shit. But, alright, here, this last thing I'm going to talk about. This Marine that fucking choked out the Michael Jackson impersonator on the subway, I think it was. I'm going to play a clip here. Hopefully you can hear this, too. All right, here we go.
Right now, we're following the Marine vet charged in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on the subway. He is set to be arraigned later this morning. Daniel Penny is seen on video putting Neely in a chokehold on the train in Manhattan on May 1st. Neely died a short time later. Nearly 2 weeks later, the Manhattan DA charged Penny with second-degree manslaughter. Then in mid-June, a grand jury indicted Penny. We expect to learn the exact charges today. Eyewitness News reporter Derek Waller, live in Lower Manhattan with more. Derek, good morning.
Sherlene, good morning. For the first time, we are expecting to see those charges, which should finally be unsealed after the grand jury came back with that indictment. This Marine veteran says he was simply acting in self-defense and in defense of the other people on that train, but a grand jury decided there was enough evidence to show that Daniel Penny may have gone too far. That is video of him after he was arrested. Law enforcement sources tell Eyewitness News that he was charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide for the May 1st subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Passengers said Neely was acting erratically, but the chokehold lasted for several minutes. Now, we've asked Penny for an interview, and he's declined. Instead, his lawyer released this video where he defends his actions.
Some people say I was trying to choke him to death, which is also not true. I was trying to restrain him. You can see in the video, there's a clear rise and fall of his chest, indicating that he's breathing. I'm trying to restrain him from him being able to carry out the threats.
Well, some activists, including Reverend Al Sharpton, say the charges are not enough. In fact, he says prosecutors should have sought a murder charge. Meanwhile, the district attorney's office also revealed the protesters who, among other actions, jumped on subway tracks and disrupted train service in the days and weeks following the incident are having their charges dropped. And I can tell you some other people who are also not being prosecuted, at least so far, are the two other people seen in that now viral video restraining Neely. Again, they are not facing any charges. Penny is the only one who is facing consequences so far. And that court hearing is set for 10 o'clock this morning.
And cut. Hopefully you guys could hear that all right. So that happened back on May 1st. I know he got out on $100,000 bond. Fucking Al Sharpton. He's got to chime in on everything. The only reason he's getting involved is because the dude was black. It shouldn't matter. It should matter what, you know, what kind of person it was. It doesn't, you don't just fucking jump in and defend every black dude. I mean, I don't wish death on anybody, but it sounds like the guy was a pretty big piece of shit. I know he got a charge for assaulting like a 67-year-old woman like a year ago. Total fucking scumbag. Okay, so I tested out my AI. I tested out YouTube. Hopefully you guys could hear all that shit, all right? And we'll be back Sunday with our regular show. I wanted to try out my new intro, too. So I'm going to download this shit and listen to it and see if it sounds all right. If it is, I'll publish it. That's it, folks. Have a good one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.